The Kings Canyon is steep and deep in the last stretch before it begins filling Pine Flat Reservoir. The Garnet Fire is now engulfing the north side of this protected wilderness, and firefighting crews are now converging to battle the growing blaze that has scorched more than 16,000 acres. Sitting amid the tents, trucks, fire engines, porta-potties, and big generators, Adrian Freeman says a city is being constructed at the Avocado Lake County Park. It's a major logistical effort to make them self-sufficient, technology included.
We need a place that's big enough, right, for over 1,000 people already, and all their engines and all their bulldozers and their transports and all their lunches and all their dinners and their showers, and the list goes on and on.
Freeman represents the U.S. Forest Service in California. It's part of a working enterprise including federal, state, and local agencies to fight this and other fires burning across the western U.S. Freeman explains one of the critical challenges they're facing in Kings Canyon.
We have a fairly large area at the top that is inaccessible by road right now, right? So what we're doing is we're using our bulldozers supported by aircraft to make it cool enough to work. And they're cutting open new old fire lines and old roads, mostly from the rough fire, in order to get those crews and engines in to do containment. So it's a little bit of a race against the clock.
Another challenge to fighting the fire on the canyon's rugged north ridge is just getting safely to the fire line in the tall timber. Freeman warns that's where even more danger lurks.
There's another piece of it, which is the bark beetle kill from a decade ago. Up there in that timber was something between 60% and 70%. So what that means now is that we have these large diameter trees that have fallen and are lying there dead. Well, that's a huge piece of fuel that's just perfect to carry fire.
Weather is another problem firefighters face. The Garnet Fire's activity and atmospheric conditions have produced pyrocumulus smoke clouds that rise thousands of feet into the air like an atomic bomb explosion. Freeman says they are likely when there is an instability in the atmosphere. They can generate hurricane-speed winds and even create their own lightning. They become their own weather events, but fearsome as that is, things get worse.
So when it really gets dangerous is not when that plume is going straight up. When that plume is going straight up, that's you know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of energy coming up. But it's when something changes and that plume lies down. That's putting sparks and embers, sometimes miles. And it's causing whatever's underneath it to just burn with a huge amount of energy. So a lot of times those are a watch out for us simply because of the energy and the possibility of the fire that they can spread.
Fire teams are working day and night to contain the Garnet on the north side as it spreads through thick matted grass and heavy snag loading from previous fires that is hard to control. The highest priority is keeping the fire from crossing to the south side of the Kings River, and there is a constant threat that sparse or falling burning trees could do that. On the western edge, crews have made preparations to defend the PG&E hydropower facility in the river and other structures, should the flames come. In the east, crews are holding the fire from spreading to the Kings Canyon National Park. So far, the Forest Service reports the fire perimeter to be 0% contained. Vic Bedoyan reporting for Pacifica Evening News and KFCF Radio.